Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to teach you how to say park in Chinese. We have Sylvia Cruz. She is the Vice President of the Finance and Strategy for Education First. Hi, Sylvia, 你好。
Hi, 你好。
Right, I guess you spend a lot of time in the park with the little ones.
Yes, every weekend we're in the park, if the weather permits.
Right, you have three 宝贝。
Three 宝贝, yes.
Yeah, okay, 宝贝 means babies, and that means they are your little treasure, 小宝贝.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, park. Here in English, park can mean a couple of things. One is the park in the city where greens and trees and playgrounds are.
Mm-hmm.
And then as a verb, we can say park the car.
Right.
So in this context, we are talking about the first one.
Yes.
Somewhere green and fun. So the way to say it in Chinese, we say 公园。
公园
is the second tone, so we go up, 园,
园.
Yeah, so 公 means public or common.
Okay.
And then 园 means garden.
Ah, okay, makes sense.
Yeah, so the public garden is where the garden belongs to the citizens. 公园
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 公园。
Yeah, so when we want to say a garden, sometimes we actually use 花园。
花园。
Yeah, 花 means flowers.
花, okay.
Yeah, so flower garden, 花园。
花园。
Yeah, 花 is the first tone, and then that's the combination of grass on top,
mm-hmm.
and then in the bottom, there's a character meaning transformation, and it's not really the meaning of it. Here, they borrow the sound.
Right.
Transformation is pronounced as hua.
Hua.
Yeah, it's the fourth tone. But then they borrow this character to add the grass on top to represent flowers.
Right.
So, hua yuan.
Hua yuan.
Yeah. So, yuan is the boundary where we have, like, facilities with a garden and with stuff where people can really hang out. And in this case, there's something called nursery. They also use the word 园. They say 幼儿园.
幼儿园.
Yeah, 幼儿园.
幼儿园.
Yeah, so 园 is the garden, and 幼儿 is the young children, toddler. Toddler's garden, that means nursery.
Right.
Oh, kindergarten, that's how people call that.
Ah. So,
yeah, now we are talking. You see, even when I say nursery, naturally, that's the way people use it in the UK. But then in America, most people, they use kindergarten.
That's actually really interesting, because when you said nursery, I was thinking like a plant. Like where you
oh,
have,
the plants,
right. Because we're talking about public gardens, I was thinking, oh, like where they start growing the plants in
right.
the nursery. But I wasn't thinking children.
Yeah, in different places of the world, although both are English-speaking countries, they're different conventions.
Right.
So nursery, you can say that's more like a greenhouse with a plant inside.
Right.
Yeah, that's a nursery. We call that nursery too.
Right.
So 公园 is the park. How many times do you go there? Is it when weather permitted? That means half of the time.
Yeah. During the spring and the summer, we're there every weekend.
Mm-hmm. And is this Boston Common?
Well, we've been to Boston Common, but we have a lot of parks and playgrounds just around our neighborhood. And, you know,
right.
kids can kind of go to the same thing and find something entertaining about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I found it fascinating when you say Boston Common. In our mind, we are all thinking about the big park in the middle of Boston.
Right.
But then when you talk about Central Park, that's the big park in the middle of New York in Manhattan.
Yep.
You use different words. One is park, the other one is common.
Yeah, I think that's just a regional thing.
Right. In this case, Chinese is easier because either that's Boston Common or Central Park, we call them 公园。
公园。
Yeah, so the same thing. We didn't change the translation.
Right.
And in English, in this case, there are two different ways of calling them.
Right.
Right. To specify Central Park, we say 中央公园。
中央公园。
Yeah. 中央公园。
中央公园。
You got it?
Whoa,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, 中, that means middle,
mm-hmm.
and yang means inside something, and also indicates it's quite in the middle. And then Boston Common, we know common is the same as 公园, the same as park, the same meaning.
Right.
Now all we need to learn is Boston.
Boston.
Yeah, it's very easy. 波士顿.
波士顿.
Boshitun.
Boshitun.
Yeah, because Chinese characters, they have limited supply of characters.
Right.
So they pick up something similar as possible. So, 波士顿.
波士顿.
公园.
公园.
Yeah, 波士顿公园.
波士顿公园.
Yeah, that means
Boston Common.
Boston Common, yeah.
Nice.
And then in London, we have a big park too, or several of them. Biggest one is called Hyde Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and park is 公园, so Hyde, again, is a sound translation. 海德.
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 海德公园.
Yeah, 海德公园.
海德公园.
Yes, 海 means the sea, and 德 is the virtue.
Okay.
The whole sea of virtue. It doesn't mean that way. It's just trying to find two characters to sound similar to Hyde Park.
Right.
海德公园.
海德公园.
Yeah. And then I went to a place, Yellowstone National Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Yellowstone, the way to say Yellowstone, we say 耶鲁黄.
耶鲁黄.
Yeah. And then stone is 石.
石.
So, 黄石公园 is the Yellowstone National Park.
黄石公园.
Yeah, 黄 is yellow. So, 黄石.
黄石.
Yeah, Yellowstone Park. And here, you probably noticed that I skipped national.
Yeah.
And if you really want to say that's national park, it's not a private garden. National, we say 国家.
国家.
Yeah, 国 is the kingdom.
Right.
And 家, that means the home. And in this case, that means home country, 国家, national.
国家.
Yeah, so if we don't know which national park we are talking about, just national parks in general, mm-hmm. we say 国家公园.
国家公园.
Okay, so thank you so much, Sylvia, for joining us. Today we talk about park, 公园. The way to say garden, 花园. Kindergarten, 幼儿园. The national park, 国家公园. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Sylvia. 谢谢.
谢谢.